But as promised, we're joined right now by a cornerback for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is a Super Bowl champion, coming off a season where he had 86 total tackles, 22 passes defensed. He had 3 interceptions last season, 6 tackles, a couple of passes defensed in the Super Bowl. He was an All-American at LSU. He's hosting the Jalen Mills Celebrity Softball Game. It is Saturday in Reading, Pennsylvania. My guest is Jalen Mills. Jalen, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Man, I'm great. It's good to have you on the show, Jalen. Now, when you and I talked last September, we talked about your road to the NFL and the fact that you were overlooked. You proved a lot of people wrong. And now, less than 1 year later, you are a Super Bowl champion. You're the Green Goblin. You're well on your way to becoming a household name. So let me start right here. What is life like for Jalen Mills these days?
Man, it's crazy. You know what I mean? It's crazy just for the simple fact that, you know, about Philadelphia, you know, their first Super Bowl. You know what I mean? My hair is green, so I can't go too many places. You know what I mean? Without getting recognized, unless I have a hoodie or a hat on. You know what I mean? But I mean, for sure, man, it's a wonderful experience, man. I think it just shows, you know, what hard work and dedication, you know, where it gets you.
Jalen Mills, my guest. You mentioned Philadelphia. I mean, it's a city that's been waiting so long for a championship. So what's it been like being around in that city and seeing fans celebrate after winning the Super Bowl? How much love are you feeling from that town?
Man, as much as you can get, man. It doesn't matter where you go. It can be from going to the gas station all the way from going to a high-end restaurant, man. It doesn't matter, man. The fans are everywhere. The fans are crazy, and they just – I repeatedly hear, man, you don't know what you did for the city. You don't know what you did for my family. You know what I mean? It's a love that, you know, that it's really unmatched right now.
Now, Jalen, you're a young guy and you're just starting in your career, so you've got a lot of football left. I wonder, do you think that in that town it's always going to be like that? Do you think it's always going to be like that? You have no idea what you did for this city, like 20 years out? Or do you think at some point those same fans might be saying, what have you done for us lately?
I think it's a mixture of both. You know what I mean? I think it's the team that we had. We were so tight, and it was, the season was so special, especially with everything that we had to go through. You know, as far as the adversity, the injuries. You know what I mean? The type of games that we had to overcome, and people saying, you know, what we could and couldn't do. So I think as far as that part, you know, people saying you don't have no idea what you've done for the city. You know what I mean? That's gonna always be there. But at the same time, you know I mean, this is a blue-collar city. I mean, it's nothing but hard workers and they're passionate about their football. So it's all, I think, on the opposite end of that, especially this season. I mean, especially coming off the season that we just had. Of course, I mean, they're going to be hungry for more just like we are.
Jalen Mills joining us. All right, so earlier this month, the team received its Super Bowl rings. You made the point that you never won anything in high school, and while you won bowl games at LSU, you did not win a national championship. So what was that red carpet ceremony like, and what did it feel like when you finally got that ring?
It was amazing, man. We honestly, I kid you not, we knew nothing about how the ceremony was going to be set up besides that it was a warehouse, an abandoned warehouse that they ended up renovating the inside and the outside of it, and that where the address was. That was it. Hmm. They gave us the address on a parking pass, and that was literally it. You know what I mean, so when I showed up, see the cameras out there. You see, I mean, it was almost like a red carpet affair, as far as, you know, how we walked in, man. I was just amazed, man. I just kept saying, like, wow, this is amazing. This is crazy. You know, I mean, I'm so surprised, man. It was really, really special, man, for sure.
Listen, you might not have known what to expect, but knowing you, you were prepared, and you got ready for it. In fact, you showed up to the ring presentation with a killer look. It was one that had people on Twitter comparing you to The Rock. So first off, were you intentionally going for The Rock's look? And then secondly, what was your reaction when he said you wore it better?
No, I actually wasn't. I was I was in the mall one day. That's actually a shirt that I have. I ended up getting maybe like 2-3 weeks ago. But I never, you know, you just go in the mall and you're like, man, that's a nice shirt. But I don't know where I would wear it to.
Right.
They're not even thinking about when I got it, about the ring ceremony. So I was going through my closet a couple of days before the ring ceremony. I was like, man, you know what? I want to go for a nice sleek look, but I don't want to dress up too much in a suit. I was like, I'm going to wear that shirt. And when I wore the shirt, course, the guys on the team, they were joking to me about it. And then, like you said, Twitter blew up about it. And then the Rock ended up commenting back. It just everything just ended up working out together, man. Like I said, the night was crazy. It was a beautiful night, man, and that ended up happening as well.
We're talking to Jalen Mills, and then you got the ring, right? The ring is the thing. There have been so many amazing players that never got a chance to play for a ring, or so many amazing players that did get a chance but never got the ring. So when you look at yours right now, what do you see? What does the ring represent to you?
Man, every hardship that I had to go through in my life, like I said, from peewee, junior high, high school, college, I never won anything big. You know what I mean? Never won no type of little league championship, junior high, high school, national championship in college, nothing. You know what I mean? So I think it just shows, you know what I mean, if you just stay hungry but you stay humble, you know what I mean, that's where it gets you, you know what I mean? And I look at it every day. I mean, literally, I look at it every day. And it just reminds me, you know, what it took to get there. And the fact that I know what it took, and even our team, we knew what it took, I think that's just going to make us, you know, even better as a team, as a unit, and me as an individual.
We're talking to Jalen Mills. You know, Jalen, you told PFT yesterday that Carson Wentz looked like Carson Wentz in 7-on-7 drills. What did you see from him that made you feel that way?
Man, him, I mean, of course, it's not a pass rush, and he's not getting flushed out of the pocket or anything like that. But, I mean, him standing up tall in the pocket like he usually does, you know what I mean? Him going through all of his reads, all of his progressions, and not just staring the guy down, you know what I mean, worrying about, you know, how his knee's going to be feeling. You know what I mean, him going through all his progressions, and when he gets the opportunity, and our defense, well, we swarm to the ball now, so those windows are tight. You know what I mean? Him throwing the ball in those tight windows and trusting himself. So, I think for sure, me seeing that, that was really, really big for me, because I know the type of person he is and how much it means to our team.
So you like what you see. Do you get the sense that he'd be ready to go for the season opener against Atlanta?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, as far as his arm, he's throwing the ball, you know what I mean? But at the same time, we all know the type of quarterback Carson is, you know what I mean? Carson, he is a pocket quarterback, but he also, you know, he likes to, when times come, he got known for extending plays with his leg. I mean, that's when the magic happened with Carson, you know what I mean? So as far as that goes, I think we'll probably see, you know, the more, when we get into camp, if they do, you know, let him run around a little bit more. So I think that a better answer for that will come when we get to camp.
You got it. Jalen Mills, my guest. Let me ask you about high school really quickly, but not football. I want to talk to you about soccer. You played soccer in high school. You recently spent some time at the U.S. team practice, and then you went to the game against Bolivia. What was that experience like?
It was crazy. You know what I mean? Like I said, I ended up falling in love with soccer late, you know what I mean, my senior year. And I kind of wished I had played it, you know, when I was younger, you know what I mean? So me just actually going out there and being a professional myself and actually going out and see other professional athletes, you know, perfect their craft and go out there and practice and have fun, man, that was amazing. On the other end of that, the game, man, it was 3-0. The young guys are out there having fun. You know what I mean? You can tell that they're hungry, man. And I really enjoyed it, man. It was eye-opening for sure.
Hey, do you think if you had gotten an earlier start and didn't wait till your senior year, that you might be playing on that national team?
Oh, 100%. I would have no choice. I would have no choice. I love soccer, man. It's crazy. I love the sport, man. I love everything that's going on right now with the World Cup and stuff.
All right, you're giving back, too. You've got your celebrity softball game coming up on Saturday at First Energy Stadium in Reading. You've got some big-time players coming. How are you as a softball player, and who are some of the other guys that you're expecting to show up?
I'm pretty decent. You know, I played in Carson's softball game, you know. I had a couple hits, you know what I mean? I did good. I scored a couple times, but I think, you know, as far as it goes, you know what I mean, we got a couple guys coming down, you know, a couple of my LSU guys, Corn Alexander, you know, Duke Riley's coming, you know, from Philadelphia. I'm expecting, you know, JP's coming, Alshon should show up as well. A couple other guys, Corey Clement is coming in. I mean, we're just gonna go out there and have fun, man, compete. And go out there and give the fans a show.
Jalen, that's what my man Clay Matthews thought until he took one off his face.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
All fun and games, man, until somebody turns one around on you. Was that not the craziest thing you ever saw in one of those games?
Yeah, it is, man. I'm gonna kind of use Carson's idea. We had a non-player be the slow pitch guy, but also at the same time, he was behind the net. So we're definitely gonna have to do that just because we want to protect everybody out there. We want to We want to leave the game with no injuries, you know, no bruises, no anything. You know what I mean? Just smiles and high fives.
I think that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Yeah, really quickly, you mentioned the LSU guys. What about the LSU family? You, Jamal Adams, Leonard Fournette, all proud members of that LSU family. And you were all recently tweeting about running those 110-yard sprints back in the day. What were those workouts like, and were they tougher physically or mentally?
Man, there's nothing in the world that I think that you can train yourself, you know, exhaust yourself out to prepare for those, man. I think they're gonna be deadly. You know what I mean? Regardless, the humidity out there is crazy. We're probably out there running. It's 100+ degrees out there. I mean, the only thing that you got to keep you going is your brother next to you. You know what I mean? So I think as far as that goes, we were just pushing each other. I mean, as you seen the picture, we looked at it. Dog tired, but nobody's going to quit because the guy next to us was pushing us, man. So I think that's just, you know, shows even now you see us in the NFL how tight we are, you know, around the league still. That's one of the reasons why, because we went through those hardships together.
He was an All-American at LSU. He is now a Super Bowl champion. And a big day coming up on Saturday, the Jalen Mills Celebrity Softball Game, Saturday in Reading, Pennsylvania. Jalen, great to have you back, man. Congrats on the championship, and it's nice to have you on the show. Appreciate it very much.
And thank you so much.
Have a great weekend. Jalen Mills, he is electric. Man, he is such a good player and a huge personality. And he got that ring early in his career, and they're coming back to defend. But then again, maybe not. Sometimes when a team wins a championship, they're not defending anything. They act like it didn't happen at all, and they start from scratch.